Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This second of five programs about Waller features his original compositions. We'll be hearing both vintage recordings of Fats and recent bands from England, Sweden, Australia, and France playing Waller originals. It's certainly clear that Waller had a knack for writing great tunes and catchy melodies. Oftentimes, though, the lyrics were actually provided by others. In this hour, several delightful and some of the less well-known tunes of composer Thomas Fats Waller, like this nice little Yacht Club Swing. A nice little riff tune of Waller's celebrating the night spot he was then playing in 1936 on 52nd Street in Manhattan, the Yacht Club Swing, among the more than 400 tunes and possibly even as many as 500 melodies, songs, and ditties written by Fats Waller. Among them, tunes that were uncredited to him by various publishers and many unpublished tunes. So clearly, Waller was a prolific composer writing for recording sessions with bands, creating Harlem Stride piano masterpieces, dashing off tunes for quick cash, and composing ambitious, large-scale musical shows in collaboration with writers and lyricists, like James P. Johnson and Clarence Williams. His rich songwriting partnership with Andy Razoff produced some of his biggest hits and some of the best tunes ever heard on Broadway, classics like Black and Blue, Honeysuckle Rose, and Ain't Misbehavin'. In this next set, one of his sweeter tunes, which is only just now being recorded a lot, How Can You Face Me, with a vocal by guitarist and leader of the Australian All-Stars, David Blankenhorn. First, though, Squeeze Me, which in the mid-20s was one of Waller's first big successes as a tunesmith. By about the time of this 1939 Waller session, it had already been recorded by more than a dozen jazz artists.
Kiss me some more. just like you did before. Little Cupid is standing close by. Come on, don't let your fat daddy cry. Pick me up, oh babe, on your knee, oh babe. I get so old, you know, when you squeeze me.
Thank you. I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby. Baby, who's crazy about me? Mr. Cupid was the teacher, and the reason we agree, I'm crazy about my baby. Baby, who's crazy about me? Parson, get that book, hold it in your hand, keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination, perfect he and she. Crazy about my baby, yes, baby, who's crazy about me? My baby's crazy about me. Here it is, babes. Your license number is 94136.
One of my favorite Waller originals. I'm Crazy About My Baby, Fats Waller, and His Rhythm from 1936. Before that, How Can You Face Me? Recorded recently by the Australian All-Stars. Chris Tapperell on piano, Jeff Bull trumpet, vocal and guitar by David Blankenhorn, and a Waller standard, Squeeze Me, among the more than 400 compositions of Waller, which for quantity at least certainly ranks him up there with Duke Ellington. Until I started working on this program, I had no idea it was quite that many tunes. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new, focusing on composer Fats Waller. Later this hour, pianist Teddy Wilson's tribute to Waller, the outstanding French band Hot Antic, and a Fats Waller piano role transcribed for theater organ. Speaking of Waller's favorite instrument, organ, here's one of his delightful performances from the 1920s on the lovely instrument at the Victor Recording Facility in Camden, New Jersey. There, an abandoned church with its organ was converted to a recording studio where Waller made some remarkable discs, like one of his earliest band tunes, with trumpeter Tom Morris's Hot Babies in 1927, the light and lively Fats Waller Stomp.
Thank you.
Waller playing organ, reportedly his favorite instrument, with Tom Morris's Hot Babies in 1927, the Fats Waller Stomp, with co-author of the tune Charlie Irvis on trombone. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me in exploring the music of composer Fats Waller during this second of five Waller programs. Waller's 1929 hit show, Connie's Hot Chocolates, written with Andy Razoff, launched some of his most successful tunes, Black and Blue and Ain't Misbehavin', for instance. Louis Armstrong starred in Hot Chocolates, introducing That Rhythm Man, which we'll hear performed by the Pozwanky Serenaders. This is a recording group arranged by guitarist and vocalist Marty Gross with several top New York classic jazz players like pianist Keith Ingham, trombonist Dan Barrett, Peter Eklund Cornett, and Joe Mariani on reeds. First, though, is Waller's Georgia Bobo. This was first recorded by Lil Hardin and Louis Armstrong in the 20s. We'll hear it played by a group of some of today's best Swedish jazz musicians under the direction of the superb clarinet and soprano sax player, Thomas Ehrnberg. His 1982 Thomas Ehrnberg Hot 5 disc, with Bent Person cornet, trombonist Kaj Sievert, and others, delivers a relaxed and very clearly delineated treatment of Georgia Bobo. Thank you.
way to rhythm, and the children play to rhythm. All the birdies flap their wings in rhythm too. All the breezes blow to rhythm, and the rivers flow to rhythm. Flowers nod in rhythm all day through. Every dance and every melody acts according to his recipe. Everybody walks to rhythm, everybody talks to rhythm. Seems the world can't do without that rhythm man. Every dance and every melody acts according to its recipe. Everybody walks to rhythm, everybody talks to rhythm. The world can't do without that rhythm man. Tell the people that rhythm makes the world go round.
Fats Waller's delightful That Rhythm Man on a 1990 Pozwanki Serenaders disc from Stomp Off Records. The tune was a hit by Waller that Louis Armstrong sang in Connie's Hot Chocolates and recorded shortly thereafter. We also heard the Swedish Thomas Ehrenberg's Blue Five, playing Georgia Bobo, Bobo being apparently a kind of Southern dance of the day. This is Jazz Rhythm, winner of the 2004 Gabriel and numerous Golden Reel Broadcast Awards. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this focus on the composing of Fats Waller. Later in this five-part series, pianist and Waller scholar Mike Lipscomb will be illustrating the finer points of Waller's Harlem Stride piano style. Guest Mark Borowski will discuss the lifelong friendship of Waller and James P. Johnson, and we'll be hearing a broad selection of favorites and obscurities from his grand rotundity and magnificent largeness, Thomas Fats Waller. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at mississippirag.com. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you'll find more about early jazz in articles, pictures, music clips, and more. Or you can request program playlists at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. English pianist, bandleader, and arranger Keith Nichols recorded this lovely transcription of Waller's tune Long, Deep, and Wide with a large 1920s Cotton Club-style band in 1990.